The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on a Wednesday morning. And we have special guests, our experts on HR, our friends from Avalon HR here in the studio this morning. Good morning. We've got Chip Wood, who's our VP of Sales and Marketing for Avalon HR, and our Benefits Manager, Stacey Oren. Good morning, y'all.
Good
Welcome.
Morning.
Okay.
Ho, ho,
ho. Ho, ho, ho. We're in the middle of the season.
Holly and jolly, it's a 76-degree December day.
Yes. I know, and it's supposed to go down into the 30s this weekend, so get ready.
Break
Florida
your,
weather.
Yeah, that's it. Break out your Christmas shorts.
Yes, sir. Well, we just had our friends from the Better Business Bureau, and apparently they're one of your clients.
Yeah, they're
they
one
are.
Of our good
How cool
clients.
Is that?
Yeah, it's fun hearing them on the air, and they're a great organization. They have a lot of great insight for businesses, so lean on them, and if you're not a member, join.
Well, and I don't want to take up your time talking about that, but
that's
it's just
okay.
So unfortunate at this time of year that people take advantage of the vulnerable, the seniors, the people
yep.
that, I mean, this
well,
is a tricky time of year.
It goes well beyond that, mm-hmm. even. I got an email just the other day where our COO had... somebody had sent me an email chain from him
uh-huh.
about an invoice that was unpaid, a substantial invoice. And he said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't pay that. I thought you would have sent it to our accounting department. Please copy Stacey Oren at Avalon HR, and she will get that taken care of for you. Well, first of all, I joke with my boss all the time about numbers and math, and I always mm-hmm. tell him it's not that I do not have the ability, it's that I do not have the desire.
Okay.
I did not go into accounting for a reason. I
right.
hate numbers. And I sent it to him. I immediately knew it was fake, but I sent it to him. I said, you know better than to put me in accounting. I was like, come on. But they do it to us. We'll get requests to change bank information.
Yep. Really?
Constantly.
As a business now, not as an individual.
No,
as a business.
Oh. We get. I can recall getting an email said, please, and actually it came to the Keeley up front, who does a lot of the payrolls and mm-hmm. changes a lot of things when they need to be done. She got a thing supposedly from me that said, please put in my new banking account number and start sending all of my checks to this account. And Keeley called me up and said, why did you send me an email? Why didn't you just come up here and tell me? And I went, I haven't sent you any email.
Oh, my gosh.
But it came.
And that was an internal, like it looked like an internal email.
Absolutely.
Wow.
We've been asked to wire transfer monies.
By the owner, supposedly.
Right.
Send $50,000 to this account and blah, 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 blah. And
we were all asked to go buy gift cards on behalf of the owner 1 year. We needed to go get five.
And we just talked. That's one of the scams.
$100 gift cards.
Yeah.
And you don't get the card, right?
Right. Well, right, pretty much. But it happens to us all the time. We have to be very careful. We do have security in place to catch a lot of the emails, but they get more sophisticated. They figure out how to bypass the systems. And that's one of the great things about having the employee portal available to our employees. They can go on and change that information themselves. And that's why, I very much discourage any of the payroll processors from changing the information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, direct them to the portal, let them change it. That way, whatever happens is 100% on the employee. And if you don't have access to the portal, then you're not going to change somebody's information.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
I mean, in that way, we're guaranteed that it's the right person making the right changes. So, yeah, I mean, it happens on a personal level. I get those posts, and I know Chip gets them often, too, about Amazon packages undeliverable, USPS undeliverable.
I get those all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just...
When in doubt, don't click on it.
It's so, exactly. So frustrating. If you get those that your Amazon account has been locked, go to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a problem, it will be on your Amazon page. Do not click the links. We get random texts all the time on our business sales and our personal sales. Just random, not even to you. Hey, Heather, what
right
are you wearing to Nathan's party tonight?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Just those guys, just be careful. And, especially with your personal information, your employment information, a person's W-2 literally has just about all the information a person would need Mm-hmm. To
it's got your address, social,
everything. So you want to make sure, and especially this. Now that it's a good thing you mentioned that, because I remember last year getting an email about my quote unquote supposedly about my W-2. It did not come from our payroll company, so I knew that right away that there was something wrong with that. But that's a good thing to point out, and right. That to me is the advantage of having a company like yours to help with Avalon HR. Because when I was a president CEO of a nonprofit, and it's a small staff, we don't have a lot of accountants and all these kind of things. So you're getting inundated with emails from all kinds of businesses all the time, especially at a chamber of commerce, for example. So when you have someone like you, you can find out pretty quickly whether that's a legitimate or not.
Yeah, we can vet things pretty quick.
So you can actually call, if you are a client of Avalon, they could call you and say, hey, right. What do you think about this? Do you know anything about this?
I've even called clients. You know, there's some clients I deal with fairly often, right? And once I got an email from one of them asking me to change someone's rate of pay. Mm-hmm. And it was just not in, the verbiage was wrong. The format of the email was wrong. Ooh. It just didn't sit right with me. So I immediately call this client, and I was like, hey, you know, did you send me this email? And she goes, yeah, I did. And I said, well, I just wanted to verify because it wasn't like your normal email. And she started laughing. She goes, I'm out of town for my birthday. I kind of forgot to do that before I left. So I was just trying to get it done real quick at the airport. And she's like, but thank you so much for checking. I was like, no problem. It just wasn't. If it's not your usual, mm-hmm. we're going to reach out and verify before we do anything.
Yeah. That's smart. Your clients and how they transcribe things to you or speak to you about certain things.
And you have a personal relationship with them, so you get to know them.
And that's one of the things that we do. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Pawpaw's Small Engines over in Milton, as well as Powerhouse Compressors.
Okay, what happened?
They're new to the Avalon family.
I'll give you a shout-out.
Welcome them into the fold.
It's fun.
I thought maybe you had an issue when you were
No. If I have an issue, I'll take that up with them personally.
And he will. I've seen it happen. But no, they're just new to the Avalon family.
New.
And we're glad
it's
to have them.
Great to see them. And
about how many businesses now do y'all work with, would you say?
Quite a few. I mean, I don't know the exact number as we speak, but it's quite a few.
In this area, that's the Pensacola. Yeah. And what is the area that you serve in case someone is
listening? The United States.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The entire United States.
We have clients in California. We have clients in, Oregon we had.
North Carolina, Tennessee,
Michigan.
Ohio.
That's amazing.
Texas. A lot of presence in Texas.
How long have you been in business now?
18 years.
Wow. Okay.
And I've been there 15 years.
Right. And that's.
And I've been in this industry 24 years.
There you go.
And so, he turns 30 in just a month or so. It's amazing.
It keeps going backwards, just like me. just like me.
Yes.
So what's new? What's going on at this time of year for businesses?
From the sales side, we're starting to wind down as far as the sale of new prospects for the 2025 year. But Stacy's getting ready for open enrollment, which will be coming up after the first of the year, where we'll see what our renewal looks like.
Mm-hmm. We're a little off cycle. We do our open enrollment in March for an April 1st effective date.
Yeah.
So this is for health insurance?
Yes.
Because now that's a little confusing to me, because we just had the open enrollment periods for Medicare and also the ACA open enrollment.
Correct.
Right.
Those take place on the calendar year. And we do it off cycle. And there's a couple reasons for that. One, we don't get caught up in all the end of the year. We don't get lost with everybody else renewing at the end of the year. So our broker and our vendors can actually take a little more time and spend with us. Once they're done with their big 1-1 push, then they can recoup for a couple of weeks, and then they start working on our stuff. So we get a little bit, I think, better attention.
Yeah.
It does work out well. It is a little weird for a lot of people that have, used to that December for 1-1, but it seems to work pretty well for us. And, if you're on our insurance and your spouse comes up at open enrollment, that's considered a qualifying event. You can change your coverage at that time based on that new offer of coverage. So, it gives people time to compare plans. Mm-hmm. And then, if they start with one and they don't like it, they can add at our open enrollment. So it kind of gives them like a few months test drive maybe of a spouse's plan. And if they don't like it, they can switch over to ours in our open enrollment.
Right. So no, that makes a lot of sense, because it takes that pressure off the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not that many mistakes are made, but when all these insurance companies are trying to drill down for January 1 mm-hmm. and all the renewals, you're open to things happening.
Right.
You know, that maybe you don't want to happen.
Right.
So we decided, some years back, that we would just be a little bit off stream with that.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. You know, a calendar year is a calendar year. And we delayed ours until April just for that fact that, okay, not everybody's clamoring and busy, and so that way we can get more attention.
Well, and I find when you do it at the end of the year too, a lot of, especially the clients we work with, a lot of them take significant time off in December.
Well, that's so true.
And trying to round up people
like
for benefits,
ants.
Yeah, that right. that are off or mm-hmm. out of town, out mm-hmm. of the country, it's not fun.
I think we should do what Europe does. In Germany, the whole country takes the month of August off.
I'm fine with that.
So I just think the whole country should take December off. What do you think?
Well, that might put a crimp in the Christmas shopping, but...
yeah, that would be... That is interesting. You know. It's interesting.
Though. Yeah, well, it's kind of neat because they do a whole month off in August, and so everyone knows that everyone's going on vacation, and off, even some of the restaurants close. I mean, it's really interesting. It's a whole different culture. Hmm.
It is that.
Something so. To look into.
Stacey's looking very serious. I didn't mean to throw you off.
Thinking about this here, like, how can we make this work? What month would work?
Didn't want to throw you off. But so, end of the year, and I suspect this is for me as a businesswoman, this is the time that I would do that, would kind of take a review, do an inventory of the year, my expenses, my budget, how are things working out. So, this is also a good time where I would look at our services. We have this
yes.
phone company, we have this digital company, we have this IT. This is the time to take a look.
Take a look at all of those things, and especially in the payroll processing end, because this is a good time. Your federal unemployment, your state unemployment all start over again in January.
Correct.
Until you reach the first $7,000 of wages, and then that drops off for the year.
Mm-hmm. Explain that a little bit.
Well, the state unemployment tax, which is your SUTA, that's your state unemployment, basically, they, depending on how many people you've turned over in a year, calendar year in your business, they set your rate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a rate also because of the massive number of people that we have, and we try to pass that savings along to our client.
Right.
So what we do is we take a look at the SUTA rates at the end of the year, and then we can adjust everybody's SUTA rates. A lot of times they don't change that much
mm-hmm.
because it's off our SUTA rate. It's not theirs.
Right.
But if you come into a PEO relationship and you've had a lot of turnover, that means you're going to have a high SUTA rate. So sometimes it's very beneficial to look at a PEO such as ourselves in that way.
Explain what a PEO is.
It's a professional employment organization.
There you go.
And okay. And what we do is we keep all your state unemployment and your federal unemployment taxes are paid under our federal ID.
Okay.
Okay, but it's a co-employment relationship, meaning that basically we're doing the backroom operations of your company and you're doing all the front work.
Mm-hmm.
You do the hiring, the firing, although we can.
You do help with that too.
We can help with that. Stacey's does that because we're impartial.
Mm-hmm.
If an employer calls us and says we need to let so and so go for so and so reason, A, we make sure it's a right reason, a
legitimate
legally,
right.
reason, just not because I didn't like her green shoelaces or his green shoelaces. I mean, you know, you have to make sure that everything is in order to do that. And we know what to say and what to do and how to do it.
And most importantly, what not to say.
That is even more imperative.
I've learned that one.
Yes.
What not to say.
I find that's the biggest issue sometimes with employers terminating people. They talk too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell them, keep it short and sweet. It's not open for debate. If you've made that decision, then you've made that decision. And the person you're letting go is going to feel bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you need to do is sit there and rehash everything that went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to make them feel any better about
right.
how
and
they
it's
got
not
there.
It's going to change the outcome.
Right,
correct.
And it's not going to change the outcome.
And you've made the decision, you don't have to justify it.
Exactly.
Right?
Just short and sweet. Hey, we've made the very difficult decision, but we're going to need to end the employment relationship effective today. Why? We just feel it's in our best interest. We wish you the best, but the employment relationship is over. The end. do not open up that discussion, because that is where you will get in trouble, without a doubt. And it's just, it's taxing mentally for you as the employer. It's taxing for the employee sitting there having to hear that. And it's just not, it's not worth it.
Well, let's hope that no one hears that this week.
Let's hope not.
We're talking with Stacy and Chip, who are with Avalon HR, on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question about HR, about the end of the year, so many different things that we've already been talking about, text it in at 850-437-1620, and I know they'll do their best to answer any of your personnel questions or HR needs. So. We definitely don't want to over-explain when you're going through those.
This time of year too is can be a difficult time of year, you know, for a lot of people. And we just, from Avalon's standpoint, and to all of our clients, and to even the ones that are not our clients, we want to make sure that everybody has a very healthy and safe Christmas holiday and Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Okay.
And this is the time to start, you know, take some time to relax, rest before you gear up, especially here. We're kind of in an off season here.
Yeah. And then evaluate where you want to go next year. Set yourself, write down some goals.
Get yourself ready.
You know.
Get yourself ready. And just a quick note, you know, I get calls a lot about what do I think about company parties, and
you were reading my mind. I was just going to ask you about that.
And
what are some
do's
and don'ts of company parties? This is that time of year. Well, this is the week, by the way.
I can tell you one. And Stacy can elaborate on this a little bit more. Be very careful if you're serving alcohol at a Christmas party, because the avenue of liability will come back to the company.
Absolutely.
If something happens.
Even if it's off-site?
Potentially, okay. Yes. And I always tell people, if they're doing something off-site, it absolutely cannot be mandatory, or that's a work event, period.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Oh, yep. Yes. If your attendance is mandatory at a work function, one, you should be paid for it, and two, it's an extension of work.
You're saying I should get paid to go to the holiday party?
If it's mandatory...
Okay.
Possibly.
I doubt if it's mandatory.
Probably not mandatory.
Probably not. You know, if it's like, hey, we're all getting together at, you know, O'Charlie's tonight at 7. If you want to stop by, great. It's on your own time. You're welcome.
Right.
But that's one thing. But making it, the holiday party tonight is at 7 at O'Charlie's. You must be there. Everyone is required to attend. Then you could face some liability if someone is issued. I don't ever recommend having alcohol in the workplace for an event.
Mm-hmm.
If there is going to be alcohol, it should, you know, be off-site, because that just gets into additional complications if someone gets hurt or anything like that. Make arrangements, you know, let everyone know, hey, if you can't afford an Uber home, we will pay for you an Uber home.
Smart. That's a good suggestion.
Or just designate someone in advance that says, hey, you know, I'm the DD tonight. I'll take anybody where they need to go. Like, talk about it. Make a plan. I mean, you want people to have fun. You don't want to rain on the party, but you want everybody to come back the next day and be okay.
And be safe. Absolutely.
Right. So make a plan.
That's absolutely.
That's it. I mean, make a plan, because I know years back, one of the first PEOs that I was associated with, and actually they live here now, we had our annual Christmas party. And it was at the Don Cesar Resort on St. Pete Beach.
Ooh, but that sounds kind of fancy.
It was, but they also furnished everybody a room.
Oh, that was smart.
Because they knew that they knew that there was going to be drinking, at their, so alcohol was could be served. Let me put it that way. And you know, quite frankly, when you got through, you just went up to your room and went to bed. There was nobody driving anywhere.
And that's an option as well. Not always an affordable option, but it is an option.
Yeah, no, very smart. But there's always probably someone that you know that's in the group that doesn't drink. So you have that designated driver.
Yep.
Or someone that just can kind of be monitoring a little bit. And so if they see someone that says, no, I'm really fine to drive.
No, you're
that
not.
That person, you're not. So you can have that. And nowadays, too, especially around New Year's and for the New Year's Eve parties and things like that, I think AAA offers services. There's
a lot
of...
Yes, I think they offer free
services. Ride services.
They'll tow your car and everything else for free.
Yes.
So. You know, don't abuse it, but, you know, it is there if you absolutely need it. And if you've been drinking a little bit, make sure.
Okay.
Stay in touch. And, you know, as we're making plans, and I know I mention this often, but employees, no matter who you work for, please make sure your employer has your correct address. So you don't have to wait on those W-2s. They don't get lost in the mail. If you're with a PEO like Avalon, we have a portal. They'll be posting the portal first. I tell people that all the time. Mm-hmm. They are not going to be there on January the 1st, so don't look. We have to balance.
When is a good time to expect your
employer
to have those?
Well, we have to balance out. And most employers do, you know, year-end taxes, make sure everything balances. And you can't begin to print W-2s until everything balances.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so, you know, give them some time. Mm-hmm. You know, certain places will use the last paycheck and let you file. Some places won't. That's just totally dependent on them. But just make sure we have a good address for you. You know, if we do end up in a situation where we have to mail it, we'd like to make sure that it gets to you. If we have to send them, I don't like sending them by email, but if we have to, you know, we password protect them and can send them that way. Because like that contains all of your information. And but just make sure we know where to find you. And, you know, if you're looking, you know, circling back to the party thing, if you're looking to do something for your staff, there's several things that you can do. You know, again, this requires probably a little bit earlier planning than we're at now, but I've mentioned it before, the $5 hockey nights.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun to take your staff and do something like that.
That would be fun.
Good, yep. You can do a group outing. They'll take your picture down on the ice. You get some free gifts. It's really fun. Like, you can make a really great outing for your team without spending, you know, thousands of dollars. There's several things available. Like in the spring when we have spring training.
Yep. And we were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, take all your team out. Take them to watch a ball game. And
the Blue Wahoos has their party decks that you can rent.
Absolutely. There's lots of things available. I say
and
all
the
time.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, right. We're very blessed where we live because we have multiple opportunities to do things.
And no doubt.
There's something always going on. So just think about it ahead of time, a little bit of planning, and, you know, plan something fun for your group that's not going to break the bank.
Right, right. That's great. So we're talking this morning with Avalon HR. We got a couple of minutes left with Chip and Stacy, who've been on this show for quite a while now, right? You've been coming on Pep Talk for a couple of years, maybe?
Yeah, we just renewed again today.
Yay!
So you're stuck with us for another year.
At least through June.
So we can get all of our business tips from y'all and the do's and the don'ts, and it really is helpful information to employers and to employees as well, especially knowing that there's a PEO, a professional employment organization. Haha, I've learned something.
There we go.
Available to you, because that does make a difference.
It does. And quite frankly, it's getting to be where the typical business person, as yourself, you understand your business very well. But
right.
You don't, and no one expects you to understand our business. But the government would look at you and say, well, that rule's been out there for a long time. You should have known it.
You're responsible.
You're responsible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very difficult. So why even worry about it? Just give us a call at 850-475-1555. We'll walk you right through it, and you'll find out how easy it is.
All right.
And the cost of our services is a lot less than trying to hire somebody to do it.
And someone could come in and just talk to you and kind of
absolutely
see
sure.
what you can and can't do for them, because everybody's
absolutely.
Different, small,
there's
large.
No obligation to that. A lot
right.
of, and I get calls all the time about people that are just, you know, I don't understand this. Well, let me walk you through it.
Perfect. Okay, so give that website again and your phone number one more time in case someone was struggling to find their pen.
We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard. Our number is 850-475-1555.
All right.
Have a happy holiday, everybody.
Avalon HR, Stacy and Chip, thank you so much for coming in. I wish you both a very, very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you do year-round for all of our businesses in the area. You have
thank you,
provide
ma'am.
A tremendous service for everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.